they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air. Make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse. Cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky. For the homies that ain't making it and my folks locked down. I never went nowhere. What they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that conjure. The hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving. Type like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. But South champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
My low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder way, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, pressure, bro, don't mess with us. We like the youth in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Voices Unleashed. I am your host, Mr. Talk. How y'all doing out there today? Hope everybody's having a great time. Ooh, excuse me. Man, I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk to you about today, and we're going to, we're going to talk about some stuff. We are, you know, because there's a lot to talk about, but there's one particular thing I want to talk about today, and, oh, man, it's going to take some time. It is. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Yes, we are. But before we get to talking about all that good stuff, let me tell you how you can be a part of the show today, okay? It's simple. You can give me a call at 347-838-8622. You can also join us in our chat room, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Okay, and we'll have conversations. And there's also the email. I think I'm going to have to change this to Eric Letts, L-E-T-S, talk@gmail.com. So I think, yeah, we got it all covered right now. So that's what I'm talking about. All right, so I think I'm feeling like one more song here. And one more song. And then when I come back, we're going to be rocking and rolling. All right, enjoy, and always keep your head up.
You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. Skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up.
Now, you talking about a good song. Oh, my man, trust me, If that didn't get a little hype, I don't know what did. Because I'm about ready to play it again. I'm not even going to front on you on that one. But anyway, welcome to Voices Unleashed. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. How y'all doing out there? Woo, boy, y'all know how I get hyped about that music sometimes. Man, I can't help it. It's in me. It is in me. Yes, it is. But anyway, in fact, since it's, I'm feeling a little singy today, maybe I should bust a tune. I wouldn't hurt y'all eyes like that, ears like that. Not at all. But anyway, thank you for joining the show today. So, tell you how you can communicate with me throughout the show, before and after. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. For calling numbers, 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And any private method you have of contacting me, that'll be acceptable too. All right. So since we got all that out the way, let's talk about some things here. Let's talk about some things. And okay, how many of y'all actually listened to the State of the Union address last night? I wonder how many of y'all did. Because I can tell you one person that didn't. And that was me. And about, I'd say, 100 other folk. We didn't watch it live. But, I mean, when you start listening, you start seeing these things over and over again, they basically all say the same thing. And the same things usually happen. Whoever's president is speaking that night, that side will stand up the majority of time, you know, cheer them on. And the other side will sit down. And basically that's what you saw last night. Whether it was true, some of the things, whether the things he was saying was true or not, I don't know because I didn't watch the thing. But this is just amazing to me how they just sit there and they just play this game like yo-yos. That would they be looking like yo-yos. You know, look, if there was in a sports stadium, oh, they do paint one side red, the other one blue, and just have a white streak coming down the middle, and they can just be doing a little wave, just the way they be acting. Oh, Lord. But, yeah. But I didn't watch it. I did not watch it at all. I did not watch it at all. So whatever was said, I guess I'll go back. Y'all know I usually don't try and comment on anything that I don't watch, especially the way some of y'all narratives go. I have to see it for myself. So I'm sorry. So I guess we won't be talking about that today. Whoop, 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 whoop. Good job. All right, so. Here it is. I think that was the biggest thing besides what I'm about to talk about. Y'all remember a couple of weeks ago, spoke briefly on a young man in Houston, down by Houston, that was having trouble with his school about his hair. Now, I told y'all that the following week there would be a trial. Well, a hearing. I can't say it was a trial. It was a hearing. And, well, the district judge was going to rule one way or the other. New Texas Crown Act, or was the school doing the right, that did the right thing? Who y'all think roll with? Man. Yeah, it didn't end well for Mr. George. His name, the young man's name is Daryl George, okay? He's a black child and young man, because he's not a child, young man, and he has his hair in locks. Yeah, I think they're called locks. You know, and it's a nice look, trimmed up and everything. You know, we can't wear our hair without being trimmed now. Yeah, we just not going to do that. You know, you got some half bald people still trimming their little thing, even though you see nothing but scalp. But okay, I'm sorry about that one. But anyway, yeah. So this young man, you know, he wears his hair like this. So he's going to one school district that didn't have any problems with him. None whatsoever. You know, I guess it's one of those, you know what type of schools those are. They don't have that, no hair standards or nothing. Oh, yes. Anyway, no. I'm just having too much fun. I'm just happy today. Okay. All right. So he transferred into the school because his mom got a employment in that area. So he had to go to the school district. And he got there, started out the year. He was in school suspension within a month time because they say he violated their school code, dress code. Now, this is quite interesting because once you think about it, this is a middle school, and you think about some of them children here, there's, no. I mean high school, I'm sorry. Did I say middle school? I'm sorry, I meant high school. The high school, yeah. The high school. So it's like, yeah, I can't see this. Now, I must add context. This is not a military school. Okay? This is not a military school. This is not a private school. This is just a regular public school, a regular public school. So there was really no need to be walking around like you in the military. I'm going to say it, in the military. You know, they doing. And, you know, it's interesting because you know how you go to school and you get those little pamphlets? Yeah, the little books they give you, what if you have children anyway, and they, you know, tell you what they can and can't do and what have you. Now, let's be honest. How many of us actually used to read those things? You'd be like, yeah, I know, and just throw it, toss it out. Because you assume, like probably 99% of the people, that is the same rigmarole that everybody uses, right? Of course. I mean, yeah, we all think like that. Yeah, we got this. But there's a little kink in it. There's a little kink in it. There's a loophole that will be later brought to bear on what happened. Okay, so anyway, so basically they put him in school suspension. Now, and this has been going on, he has stayed there because they want him to cut his hair, but he's like, no. Now, the gist of the, let me go add some more context. The gist of the school code violation he's being accused of or violating is there's this wording in there that says, you know, the hair cannot be any longer than his collar, what, his earlobes, his collar, yeah, and his eyebrows, right? So, when let down. Okay, when let down. Yeah, y'all got that part of it. When let down. So that is the gist of this argument here. Whether, now it doesn't specify. I know some of y'all say, how he know this? Because I read it. some of y'all should do. But anyway, let me stop. Anyway, so check it out now. Check it out. There was a section that said that is the key words is when let down. When let down. So it doesn't say whether it's school property. It doesn't say, you know, why you at home. It just says when let down. And there's my argument right there. How in the heck are you going to tell me not to let my hair down or, you know, when I'm not doing anything related to your school? And we're in middle school any freaking way. Really? Think about it. You in middle school. But anyway, so basically say if he let his hair down, he'd be in violation of in violation of the school code. So, of course, he said, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And then they said, yes, you are. He said, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. You suspended. But he can't go home and be suspended now. He got to go to in-school suspension. What they call it, SS something. Yeah, in-school suspension. And it's not really funny, but that's where he has been ever since. And they are still having him go to in-school suspension. I'm curious to see what's going to happen, though. I really am. And here's the reason why I'm curious, because think about this now. You done had this young man is in school suspension. You done had to go and see a judge about your actions, and he got the nerve to stay in my school? Really? Yeah, you ever thought about that aspect of it? I know I didn't either until just now, but that's interesting. I wonder, is he getting treated kind of special, if you know what I mean? But anyway, back on thing. So, there's no specification as to when this is a complete breaking of the law. Now, there's one way he could have got out of it, and I'm sure there's this option still. At this school, and I have never seen this before, so I looked up their handbook, Barbers Hill Independent School District, they have a religion form. And that form you can use, you know, to say, like, my hair is a part of my religion. And it has to be approved. Let me see if I know. I know I printed it out somewhere. It must have to be approved. But, yeah. Now, this is the first time I had ever seen anything like that in a school handbook. And trust me, getting ready for the show, man, I downloaded a whole bunch of them. A whole lot of them. So I know. But anyway, y'all, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm good, though. I'm good. Okay, here it is. Dress code exemption form. Barbers Hill Independent School District. Yeah. And let's see how much it has on. Oh, here it goes. Exemption questionnaire. Does your child have a mental condition or disability that impacts his or her ability to comply with the dress on, the dress code? That's questionnaire number one. It says, if yes, please explain if the disability or medical condition and need for exemption are not obvious. Please attach supporting medical documentation describing the need for exemption. Number two, either you or your child request a religious exemption from our dress code. Of course, it said, if yes, please explain. Please include your response information describing how the religious belief is important to your student. That's what it says. Yep. Barbers Hill Independent School District. Okay. Number three, if not answered by questions one and two, what is your specific request that requires a dress code exemption and why? And on the back, you know, the signature for the parent, guardian, and the signature of the student. Yeah. And on the bottom is this nice little statement. Yeah, I'm trying to give y'all a visual, okay? A visual of what this thing is. All right. Based on the information provided in this exemption request form, an interview with the parent, the campus principal will decide whether the exemption is granted. Parents with more than one student enrolled in the district must fill out a separate VHISD dress code exemption request form for each student. Appeal of the campus principal's decision may be made through the FNG, local parent-student complaint process. Except prohibited discrimination may be reported or otherwise processed through the FFH, local. All right, this is their dress, their thing. This is it, right here. Dress code exemption form. Barbers Hill Independent School District. So if he really wanted to push it, he could have filled out one of these. He could have filled out one of these. And maybe they would have, maybe the principal would have looked, at him and said, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Then maybe you're like, man, you look like one of them. Yeah, so. But it was worth it. It was worth a try. Okay. Now, I hear a lot of you say, why should he have to do that? That's his hair. He grew it. Okay, we're going to get to that part, y'all. Calm down. It's okay. But, yeah, that was the option. That was the option right there. Of course, that was like a 90-10 thing that was going to happen there. Yeah, but. Denial is the word I was looking for. Yeah, but that was one. And of course the other one is obvious. Go to another school. You know. And honestly, when I first heard it, that's the same thing I said. That's the same thing I said. You know, yeah. Go to another school. Go to another school. But that would have been too easy, right? Especially since his parents just moved there. His mom moved there for another job. So, yeah. Now, I got to stop for a minute. When you start doing something, everybody want to bother you. Everybody want to bother you, call and text you and everything. God dang, I'm doing my show. Oh, Lord. But, yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the options that he had to leave. He could have did that, too. He could just went to another school. But the boy, you know what, and here's something else that's really got me boggled. And I know I got a good friend, and he says, maybe he just started school late. Okay, why is this boy 18 and only junior in high school? I'm hoping that was a misprint, but I think they keep saying the boy is a junior. Why? Please tell me why. But okay, I just been wondering that. But yeah, so anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so those the options that he had. Those were the options. But he chose to say no. He chose to stand up and say, nope, I'm not cutting my hair. I'm not leaving because my mama just got a job here, and y'all don't like giving us jobs, so
I'm staying, and I ain't cutting my hair. Now, you know when he get in front of the camera, because I know some of y'all say, Mr. Talk, I saw that on TV, and that boy didn't look like he said that. Dude, he was with his mama, okay? And believe you me, when your mama with you, you act totally different. I don't care how gangster you are, because you know mama hit you. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, if you're looking for that picture right there, no. Don't believe the innocence to that extent anyway. All right? But anyway, see, I'm leading into everything I want to talk about already. So, check this out. So, they put him in school suspension. Now, it's funny because this happened like months after Texas passed the Crown Act. And basically said nobody, you know, can be discriminated for their hair, the length of it, the braid. Okay. So there that is. You know, it kind of went, But now let me explain another part of this thing. The year before, there was another young man that went through the same thing with this same school district. Okay? The same thing. But unlike Mr. George, they were like, you know what? Screw this. I'm out of here. And they just moved. They had that option available. They moved. Okay? Now, fast forward to, I think it's July or August last year when the Texas legislature passed the Crown Act. And, yeah, it was definitely in relation to what happened at that school district. So here we go once again in the same situation with this another young man. So let's look at it. Is it actually, I mean, after you had the issue with the first young man, right? Wouldn't you go back and kind of review and see, you know, was I right? Can we fix this? No, not this people. These people stayed where they were. They're like, I ain't doing no more. I'm staying right here. Okay. Stay right there. But the thing is, yeah, I told y'all I'm trying to be calm, right? I just want y'all to know that. I'm trying to remain very calm about this, you know, without just going left here. But you have, you really, it just boggles my mind that people can't put stuff like this together, man. If you had one case with them, they pass a law because of it, then you go right back and do the same thing. Boy, isn't that arrogant? Isn't that arrogant? They go back and do the same thing that the law was passed for and say, and you still can't beat us. Yeah. But anyway, all that being said, and I brought all that up just to, so I can put, you know, tell you what the judge said. Yeah. The judge says, State District Judge Chap Kane III ruled in favor of the school district. He stated that the district policy was not discriminatory because the Crown Act, which prohibits race-based hair discrimination, did not explicitly allow exemptions for long hairstyles protected by the law, including locks. Emphasized that courts should not attempt to rewrite legislation and encourage George to seek resolution through the state legislature or the school board. Now, that's what the judge said, and, you know, emphasize, as they say. They say emphasize. Yeah, emphasize. Now, he even said, You know, as judges, yeah, we ain't going to do nothing about it, especially if, you know, we've been down here, we've been Texans all our lives. No, we ain't going to, no. So don't even expect us to come back and rule in your favor. That is basically telling Munt and Cole, don't come back because you're going to lose every time. Okay. And he encouraged George to seek resolution through the state school board. In other words, he telling him, hey, if you want this done, you're going to have to change that law because they got you beat on this one. You're going to have to change that. Yeah. Now, we're not going to do it. Yeah, you know, that's what he's saying. We're not going to do it. But, yeah, you go right ahead. Go right ahead and do that. Oh, yeah. And by the way, good luck. So, yeah. Isn't that is just, yeah. That is something else. So, that is what the judge said, okay? Yeah, that is what the judge said. Now, all honesty, the George family, they still have a formal complaint with the Texas Education Agency, which I can tell you ain't going to go nowhere, and a federal civil rights lawsuit against Governor Greg Abbott, Attorney General Ken Paxton, and the school district alleging their failure to enforce the Crown Act. Okay. Now, some judge down in Galveston has that, and nobody knows what's going on yet. But let me tell y'all something. Greg Abbott, Ken Paxton, let me tell you something. You talking about criminals they're not gonna win that either. They're not gonna win that at all. No, especially not if it's heard this year. It's an election year. Yeah. No, no. But anyway, so that's where this case is right now, and that is what the judge ruled. Now, and of course, I went looking, y'all. Yeah, the judge, you know, he's a Republican. He's been in office for, you know, umpteen years. So, yeah, and there's no relation between him and the superintendent. Yeah, see, I told you I was reading up on this stuff. Yeah, or Greg Abbott or Ken Paxton. But then again, you know, they're, I'm not going to say anymore. But anyway, let's see. 2023, yeah. Jennifer Wyatt Burgess and Howard Henderson, okay? November 28th, 2023, for Brookings, wrote this. The Crown Act left loopholes allowing bans on hair longer than 2 inches, which explicitly singles out and prohibits natural black hairstyles like afros and dreadlocks on male students. By failing to bar restrictive policies on length and color, Texas version of the Crown Act falls short of fully preventing race-based hair discrimination. Such gaps at the state level undermine the spirit of the Crown Act and must be addressed through truly comprehensive reforms that protect all facets of black hair. This gap between legislative success and real-world implementation, as evidenced by the suspension of a Texas student months after the act's passage, highlights the need for comprehensive legislation to fully address hair discrimination. Moving forward, legislation must address hair length, hair color, texture, and style to create truly inclusive policies without loopholes that permit discrimination. Boom, bounce, kabah! I'm going to have to get me some dynamite sound effects, man. So, now, don't you think if we can see it coming, hey, they can see it coming too. Yep. Yeah, I'm just saying. So they were ready. They were ready. Not that we, you know, didn't tell them, hey, that thing got some loopholes in it. And they found it. They found it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But anyway, I'm about to get going on the wrong direction there. Anyway, so that's what they wrote. So that tells you, you know, this thing was flawed from the beginning. And after one man, I mean, this young man just got caught up in it. Somebody has to prove a point. Someone has to say, yeah, you may think you come a long way, but buddy, let me tell you something. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. Because apparently not, because the show got caught up in it. Got caught up in that thing, man. That is something else. See? And you know what? And here's another thing. Y'all ever thought about them student handbooks? If something was to happen that you did violate something in that book, like this, man, but a little bit more serious, could you be held responsible for signing it? Is that like signing a guaranteed contract? Well, not guaranteed, but signing a contract, making it legal and binding that you as the parent has read and understand, da-da-da-da-da-da. Y'all know the wording. Is that a contract? Are you binded by that? Y'all do the research on that. I have. It's very interesting. It is very interesting. Okay? I just thought I'd bring that out there. Now, here's the rest of the story. So, you know, here we are. The judge said, yeah, the school, they can do it. You know, and now the ball, you know, is in Daryl George and his family's court to see what's going to happen. Of course, they appealed this ruling, okay? Now, if they're waiting on that other one to come through, I don't know. It's an election year. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. But I'll keep y'all abreast of, you know, what is the final ruling on it. And what the Georgians decide to do. You know, I mean, honestly, they got what? What is it? March, April, May, June. So he basically got 2.5 more months. If he'd have went this far in school suspension, I'd just say, hey, I'll stay here for the next, as long as I get my paperwork, yeah, I'm good. Why move? Especially this late, no. Stay there, George. Stay there. Stay there. All right. Now, when this first kicked off a couple of months in, the superintendent of the school, he took out a full page. Okay, full page ad in the Sunday paper. Yes, to explain why they was keeping that child in suspension. Okay, and this is what he said. The Barbers Hill School District has said the purpose of the dress code is to teach, and listen to this, teach grooming and hygiene, instill discipline, maintain a positive and safe learning environment, prevent disruption, avoid safety hazards, and teach respect for authority. Y'all got that right. Teach respect for authority. He also told the Houston Chronicle that the George family moved to the district from one that had no restrictions on heroin and that Daryl's mother had signed a student handbook that explain their new district's grooming. Okay, that, yeah. But you know what? That's superintendent. Oh yeah, he said more than just that though, because that was just the nice part of it. Basically, what this guy was saying, like, if you want to come to my school, or if you even want to be an American in my school, we all gonna look alike. We gonna have short hair. I guess the girls too. Now the girls had a little different one, but yeah. But yeah, he said being an American is about conformity. You hear that? Conformity. Everyone. Now after the trial, say I'm finding my notes finally. Okay, after the trial, look, Poole or another district administrator, district spokesperson David Bloom wrote in an email that George is currently serving in-school suspension for failure to comply with Barbers Hill hair length policy for male students, which states that hair must not exceed below the eyebrows, earlobes, or top of T-shirt collar, even if it is gathered atop of the head, which has been the case with George. And yes, if you look at the pictures on my slideshow, yeah, that's his hair. It's neatly done. Like I said, it's edged because, yeah, we're going to get our hair edged one way or another. Okay? We're going to do that. I mean, and it's not hanging below anything. It's not. But the key word is at any time. I know y'all didn't catch that at first when I said it, but yeah, it's at any time. And that's how they're justifying what they're doing to George. Now, I mentioned before, how you going to tell me when I can let my hair down? I'm at home in my house. If I let my hair down, I'm violating your school code. Told y'all I was trying to be calm. What kind of nonsense is that? Please explain to me. What kind of nonsense is that? But that is the loophole that they got them on. Those who work at any time. Any time. Is it one word or two words? Okay, so just for the sake of just being crazy, three words. At any time. And that's why that boy has been in suspension all year long. And like I said before, at this point, hey, I'll stay two, three more months, depending on when they started. But, yeah. So sometimes, y'all, when we get these things, I know, you know, especially you have multiple children, they come home and show you the thing. You be like, give me my pen. And you just sign it because you done signed so many of them and really have never had to question any of it. You just assume it was for the best. Well, here's a newsflash. You better start reading them. You better start reading them because apparently some of these schools got some tricks for y'all. Yeah. So I think you should then start reading them. But anyway, coming on back to where I was. Yeah, so that's that. It does not say, you know, why you are only conducting school business, extra activities, extra, you know, so forth and so on. It says at any time. Now, most of us say, well, at any time, that really, you know, okay, I understand. They must mean that while he doing school stuff. And we just let it ride. We let it ride. Okay, yeah. Y'all better start reading these things. Y'all better start reading them. Because I'm sure this, from here on out, with this judge ruling in this case, Yeah, it's going to be a lot more. A lot more. And actually, you know, it's one of those things that you'd be like, ah, I didn't know. But it's okay, though. It's okay. We going to get this right. We are. We going to get it right. But anyway, so that's the now picture. Okay, that's the now picture. Now, let me go ahead and put this out here. I know it's a Friday afternoon. If you want to call in and talk to me, other thing I do is give me a call at 347-838-8622. Hey, we'll talk about this thing. All right, you can hit me up in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Okay, let's see. And if you can reach me privately, we can have a conversation like, oh, my God, did I just say that? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-mm-mm. I'll take that back. Okay, I'll take that back. Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, if you have other ways of communicating with me on a serious tip, come on, get on here with me and let's do this thing, okay? Because, yeah, we good at this. We are. We good at this. So when you start thinking about these things, and like I do, my mind just is all over the place sometimes. You know, you try and put the pieces together. You do. You really try and put the pieces together. And you have to go back to Kaepernick. Okay, I can go a little further, but I'm going to start there. And bring it on forward. You know what I mean? Bringing it on forward. Where diversity, culture, that's under attack, people. And see, I tried to stay away from it, but I can't. It just keeps bringing me back. It's bringing me back. I'm trying to sound all good and stuff. Let me tell y'all something, okay? let me tell y'all something. Man, this is a bunch of bull crap, okay? I got to talk like old Mr. Talk. I did an hour. Nice, Mr. Talk. Now I got to go to Mr. Talk. All right, look, this is stupid, people. It really is. It is. If you, as I said before, if you worry about the length of my hair when I'm at home on the crapper, then yeah, there's a problem somewhere. There's a problem. There's a problem. Why? So you want a whole town of children walking around, teenagers looking the same, right? What you believe in. To be an American is to conform. Have y'all ever wondered why Americans only speak one language that were actually born in America that, you know, didn't spend money to learn a second one? Why the majority of Americans go over to foreign countries and go, you speak English? You speak English? Yeah. You know why? Because they have always forced everybody else to learn English. Most other countries, they speak at least 2-3 languages easy, fluently. Hey, we got languages going on in this country. We can't only one certain group of people understand. But my point is this. This guy says to be an American is about conformity, being the same, no differences, no nothing, just being the same. You know what I mean? Just being the same. But not only then, let's go back. Let's go way, way back to the transatlantic slave trade. Let's go back there. Now, where you took, or in some cases were given African slaves, because I know somebody was going to say that, so I beat you to it. Nah, smarty pants. Anyway, their hair. Because they wore braids back then, y'all. I'm sorry to hate your feelings, but they wore braids back then. They get them on a boat. They want to cut their hair. That's the first, isn't it interesting? That is the first thing they worry about on the people of color is their hair, the texture of the hair. Isn't that interesting? That is the first thing they want to chop off. Majority of the time, it's the hair. Think about it, my fellow veterans. We went in the basic. What was the first thing they wanted to do? Cut your hair. Let's really give this some thought here. Now that we going through, you know, we going through this journey, let's give it some thought. The hair. They're not afraid of us. They're afraid of our hair. Oh, man, I just figured it out. And then for my Christian people, Samson and Delilah. Yeah, I know a little. But think about this. That has always been their attack, the hair. The body was under the hair, you know, during the civil rights movement, but it was still about the hair. Now, granted, you know, I forgot, I can't. You know, it's amazing that you can only say certain words on social media now. But anyway, the slaves used to braid hair as secret messages on what routes to take to escape. Y'all didn't know that, did you? It's the hair, man. If you don't believe me, you can go and look that up. That's for real. The hair. And then you come a little forward. Think about the Afro when the Black Panthers was wearing it. Think about that. And it moved right on. That was a sign of unity for us. And I'm talking about Black people, okay? For those that just want to try and be politically correct and be like, well, who is he talking about? I'm talking about Black people. I'm just saying. So I just want to let you know that. Oh. But they always want to cut our hair, man. The Afros. Black Panthers. Who else? That was the move. The Tommy Smith and his crew. The Afro. Strength, unity, power. Black power. Remember, black power. With the pick stuck, the rake fork stuck in your back. Carry, isn't it? You sit back, you're thinking about like, yeah, so, but go back and look at history. The European has never conformed to anything. They always force others to conform. I mean, really think about this. This is crazy. And they always go after the hair, our hair. Now, with that being said, the lines are open at 347-838-8622. All right? So, with that being said, let's go to... Okay. The hair, man. It's the hair. And that's... Here's a question that I'm going to pose. And hopefully somebody going to come and answer for me. I'm just going to go with my own, you know, thought process here. Does the black community kind of should be held just a little bit responsible for the perception of how we wear our hair? You know, whether it's locks or shaved on the side like some women do, or, you know, there's just crazy dreads and that some individuals have. Are we the part of the cause of people having the perception that if you wear hair like that, you up to no good? Are we a part of that perception? Are we the cause of some of that? I mean, once again, as the examples I given earlier, I guess you can go back and use the same question that I just posed back then as well. Maybe not in the same way, but the overall picture, yes, maybe. I mean, let's think about that. You know, you got the Black Panthers standing up there in the Capitol with their rifles and them big froes and them leather jackets. Man, that looked kind of tough, didn't it? That looked powerful. It was. That was powerful. Just imagine how they felt. Yeah. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Y'all know me. I look at things in the craziest ways. But are we part of that problem? Between the music videos, some of the sports stars, you know, just the actions or the portrayal of their success, I guess you can say. Whether they're wigs or not. You know, there's a lot of movies on Tubi and stuff, yeah. And a lot of them have locks and braids and, yeah, some of them, the portrayals aren't the best. So are we kind of the cause for being viewed in a certain way because of our hair? Now, NDRE wrote a song, "It's Not I'm Not My Hair." Remember, y'all, I played on the show a few years ago. So this is not a new problem. It's the recent one, but it's not a new one. As I have spoken earlier, hey, the proof is out there. It's out there. But, of course, we failed to see it. And a lot of people still not going to see it. It's going to be classified as either you're prejudiced, you're racist, or you don't love America. And my thought process is, think what the heck you want. Think what you want. It doesn't matter. The facts are the facts, and history is history, which by choice, we're going to roll that into it too. Remember all this nonsense about anti-woke? We're anti-woke. We're going to pass every anti-woke law we can. This falls within that as well. I don't know when y'all grew up, but when I grew up, woke meant, you know, hey, it's about unity, baby. You know what's going on. The truth. The truth. It didn't have nothing to do with homosexuality, lesbianism, LGBTQ, and all that other crapola. Nothing. But some kind of way, these politicians today has gone and turned it right into that. And the worst part is, majority of the people believe them. What kind of nonsense is that? They believe them. You know, you have all these great legislatures and states. All of a sudden, they want to, you know, oh, we must stop this. Too woke. Because you see some people walking down the street in dresses that aren't women. Hey, that don't mean they woke. May mean they're a little freaky, but that don't mean they woke. But yet, as the foundation of the Federation usually does, They turned the narrative to what they want the people to believe. And, of course, once you say it over and over and over, like Donald Trump, over again, you start believing it. Now it changes the whole – now you got two slices of society that speak the same word but mean something different. That has gone all the way up to the government and damn near split that in half. Just by changing the meaning of one word very subtly to where nobody really noticed. Get your old Webster's Dictionary. Okay? No, it's not going to be in there. I'm sorry. It's not going to be in there the way I'm speaking. It may be, though. I don't know. It may be. But anyway, yeah. So, woke. Now, I know y'all talking about he all over the place. No, I'm not. I know exactly what I'm saying and where I'm going with this. So, basically, the attack on wokeness was an attack on our culture. To attack our culture is to cut our hair. To cut our hair, they believe, takes our strength. That is what they believe. If we do it enough, oh, yeah, they're going to get with the program. They're going to conform. They're going to do exactly what we tell them to do. Haven't we been there, done that before, people? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there. There's a cycle. There's a cycle. And it's easy to come on and do sit back and think about it for a minute. You're like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Come on, buddy. Come on here and talk to me. 347-838-8622. Your last four, 0957. You better come talk to me. Or we're going to have some problems. But anyway, yeah, so there's a cycle right there. Now, go back to the legislature passing all this anti-woke legislation, and then they started eliminating offices of diversity. I mean, just anything that they do not consider, quote-unquote, American. It's no good. It's no good. And that's what this is. As I said before, do not believe they don't know what they're doing. But it's crazy, isn't it? If you really sit back and think about that, you sit back and think about that, man, that is just crazy. And they use the law to help them because sometimes we so happy with what we get, we don't pay attention to it. Rich people always find loopholes in anything. And you think the politicians and government don't do it? A lot of times these things are written with loopholes included in it from the beginning. Purposely. Purposely. So they can tell us anything and be utilizing that loophole getting rich, which most of them probably do anyway. But, yeah. So don't think this hasn't been thought of. It hasn't been thought of before or done because I just gave you history. If you go back and check it out, do your own research. I tell you all the time, do your own research, especially when you hear me say, son, you better do your research. Because sometimes I be wrong. Not often, but sometimes. But, yeah. Anyway, so history tells us that this country is all about conformity, period. Another, yeah, well, y'all want to hear another example? Something else I talked about 2 weeks ago, the black, what is considered the black national anthem. These folks don't even want you playing it before their national anthem. Now, it, you know, I just said that. So is it? Which one is it, people? Do you not like the black national anthem be playing before the Star Spangled Banner? Well, would you prefer it be played after the Star Spangled Banner? Would that kind of help you a little bit, make you a little bit better, happier? Would that help you out? You little tiny people you are. Look, let me tell y'all something. You know, I tried to be nice because I know I've been away. But you know what? Forget that. Check this out. Okay? Check this out. Lift every voice and sing, which is considered the black national anthem, okay, was officially a national anthem before the Star Spangled Banner. Knuckleheads, go check it out. I bet you don't even know what song. I bet you don't even know what song y'all was using before the black man, before the Star Spangled Banner. Because you only think it's only been, okay, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to get, anyway, yeah. See, that is what I'm talking about. There is history. There is a cycle and a path that is used, has been used, and will continue to be used until we decide to not use it anymore. Dang, that sounded pretty good. I got to write that down. But yeah, they just recycled the plan. Cut their hair. Cut their hair. You know, we understand our hair, you know, in many cases, especially if you're wearing locks or depending on whether you came from the Caribbean, the African. You know, in back in the day, it told stories. It was ancestral. Okay? Now, I'm not saying today when they wear it like that, today is, yeah, because we know it's far from that today. However, it's still my culture. Now, I'm talking about the real hair. I ain't talking about that fake crap they get out the store, okay? No. That ain't got nothing to do with their culture. Okay, but I'm talking about real braid with your hair. I know some of them add a little hairy in or whatever, but I got that make them half right ancestral. Okay, anyway. But no, here's the kids, man. That's the plan. Let's destroy the culture. Okay, they tried killing all of us. They tried getting us to kill each other. Which, you know, they succeeded quite well in that aspect of it. Okay? So, now, all right. Let's just make them do what we want them to do. They've gotten a little rebellious lately. They've been a little uppity. We've given them all that, and they still want more. What can we do? Well, you know, back in the day, my dad said, well, only thing you got to do is cut some hair. I know that's a little far-fetched, wasn't it? But it's the, that is it, man. That's the plan. It's bad enough if we're smart, okay, if we're just halfway smart, intelligent. Bam, but we come in there wearing afros, spitting legal jargon, knowing what we're talking about. Oh, that's a dangerous thing to them. Even the braids. I mean, you have all these people out here wearing braids that are just boom, boom, boom. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having fun. I am. All right, hold on. I got somebody that actually want to talk to me today. Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. Let's see what we got going here. Eric Coase. I'm sorry. That's 4-6-6-0-6.
You know, you make a good hillbilly there. Mr. Jackson, a good hillbilly. I do declare.
Well, I'm happy for that. So what's up?
Well, you don't recognize me? My God, you've been away for a long time. Damn.
Well, what's wrong with your voice?
Well, not wrong with my voice. What's wrong with my voice? I like my voice.
Okay. Well, anyway, what you got for me?
This is Joe, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
Look, I just said Mr. Joe. What do you
got? Oh, you did. I didn't hear you. Hey, been a while, so let me call in.
Yeah, man. I know. I was thinking about you the other day. How you been?
Oh, yeah. I hope you were bowling 300 when you were thinking of me.
Maybe one or two. I wasn't thinking about you. You can guarantee that.
You did one or two 300. That's pretty good. So anyway, from what I've gathered from listening to you, is that, and I took a look at your description page, it seems that there's an act that's being enacted to make sure that students conform to a new law or a new regulation that they have to cut their hair to a certain length. Am I getting the gist of it?
That's the gist of it. But let me take it a little further. In this instance, it's not about the length. Well, it is about the length, but when it's let down at any time.
At any time, on school grounds or off school grounds?
See, that's the other loophole. It doesn't state either. Nothing. Just says at any time. Now, that's a very general statement. I mean, little thing right there, wouldn't you think? At any time?
Yeah, that is vague. That's a loophole that even an ambulance chaser can plow his truck through. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. And you're figuring that the law is another law that's meant to be either subtly or not so subtly prejudicial in its nature and to be against blacks is what I'm getting.
Joe, you got it right, Joe. Well, I tell you, okay. I miss hardness.
Well, if it is, I guess I have to take a look at the law, take a look at the loophole, because there is, of course, I've always said there's always been and always will be prejudice. The thing is, if it's meant covertly to be prejudicial, then this is really an example of systemic racism, of which I always have a discussion with people about. I always ask people, okay, what is an example of systemic racism that actually keeps blacks from moving ahead? So even though this really wouldn't keep somebody from moving ahead except to get them conditioned to doing what authorities want them to do, it still could be not systemic racism because it's not only going to affect blacks. It will affect Indians. It will affect white people with long hair. I had that regulation when I was going through school when I was back in the 70s.
Well, Joe, we know you went to the Air Force school, so that don't count.
I went to a what school?
Air Force school, academy.
No, I'm not talking about in the Air Force. Okay, yeah. I mean, I had to do a lot of shit in the Air Force that I would have wanted to have done outside when I finally became a civilian again. No, when I was going through grammar school and high school, I had to wear my hair, you know, a certain length. And if you wear it in, yeah.
Now, think about this. You went to school when Moses was around, so the standards was a little different then. You know?
That's true. I mean, I was allowed to wear my hair down to my ass with Moses and, you know, with Abraham. That's true. But,
okay.
But, you know, no, I had to wear my hair so short. I actually had to wear my hair shorter or as short as when I was in the Air Force. It was that kind of regulation. And that was during the time when, just before the hippie long hair came out.
Exactly. 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 But times have changed now. People are, you know, times have changed. People are becoming more aware of their cultural heritage and are wishing to express it. Well, I sounded
well,
smart.
True. No. To be aware of people's culture and to express it, yes. But the thing is that if a law that affects all people can't be said unless it's actually proven to be pointed towards one race or one nationality or one culture in particular.
What? Say that again.
Sure. If this law affects blacks, it also affects whites, right? So if it affects whites and it affects Indians along here and if it affects Spanish along here, then it can't be said that it's directed specifically towards affecting black people unless it can be proven that it is directed towards black people and it's collateral damage to other people.
Now,
so
see,
if it affects,
it's collateral damage to other people.
So you really think it's specifically meant to affect black people and other people if they're affected in the blowback, then too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because here's the way I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because although you do have other cultures that wear locks or what have you, the majority are black people. All right. And in addition to, this is not the first time this school district has this problem because of the same thing. Before the law was enacted or passed, then there was this similar case at the same school district now, not nowhere else, the same school district. And then the Texas legislation went ahead and passed this law, the Crown Act, Texas Crown Act. Basically, you can't discriminate against, you know, hair, texture, locks, braids, whatever, length, or color, you know, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now here we go, not 4 months after this law gets passed, they suspend this boy the first week of school because of his hair, because of at any time. You get where I'm going now? Who the majority wear braids and things? Black people. Yeah, white people have begun to wear them, but it's not the same. So they're collateral damage. Are you there, Joe?
Hear me?
Oh, okay. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's collateral damage. However, it is directed at the young, I feel explicitly young black men. Especially if you go to that school district.
I was about to ask about that. I mean, if that school district is something like 80-90% black, then one can really argue that it is directly aimed at black people. But when you say braids, is that part of the language in the law, or does it just say long hair? And if it does say long hair, does it mention males versus females? Because if it doesn't mention females.
It mentions locks and braids. It does mention those terms.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is directly aimed at black people.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay.
I have one intelligent panelist, y'all.
Well, I didn't know it said locks and braids. I thought it just said long hair, you know. So, oh wow, okay.
Right. Now, hold on, Joe. Let me put a little bit more into it. Greg Poole. Now, this guy's the Barbers Hill Independent School District Superintendent, right?
Uh huh.
This cat took out a full-page newspaper ad in the Houston Chronicle, explaining his rationale for suspending 17-year-old Darryl George. Being an American requires conformity with the positive benefit of unity. We've taken the highly unusual step of seeking a declaration judgment. Okay, they're talking about they went to court about it. But but I said, being an American requires conformity. And in the actual school book, it mentions, what is it? discipline and unity. I mean, not unity, discipline and conformity. And I'm like, this isn't a dang on a handbook for students at a public school. And this is a public school, Joe. This is not an academy or private school or anything like that. It's a public school.
Well, you know, yeah, it, I mean, when it says locks and braids, okay. Yeah, you know what I'd be interested in also seeing? How many black administrators of these schools go along with it? Because with that language, huh?
I said, that's a dang good question.
Yeah, with that language, I would have to really say, you know what, this is directly aimed at black people. And if the black administrators go along with it, then everybody knows the color is green in America, you know, because they're worried about their paychecks.
There you go. You hit it right on the head, on the paycheck. They worry about their paycheck.
Yeah. I'd be interested to find out more about this particular case because this is such an overt example of targeting a particular race. It's obvious, locks and braids. Of course, there'll be lawyers arguing, you know, when it goes to court. Your Honor, you know, white people, Spanish people, Indians in particular, wear locks and braids. Therefore, this particular legislation is aimed at just making people conform to having their length the same in school.
Right.
That other clause that you had mentioned about it at all times. Well, that probably means on campus. Somebody could argue that.
Now, see, exactly. And that's why the judge, you know, I'm sure, you know, ruled the way he did because of that little statement right there, at any time. Now, just like you said, well, I guess that probably means on school campus. But it can be argued that it means at any time. So
even
if you're out there walking around and you got it down, you violating their dress code. Oh, you go to suspension.
Now you brought up something I hadn't even thought of, how far that can be extended. Because what I was going to say was once you cut it, in order to fit the regulation for school, you automatically have it cut so that it's the same length when you get out of school. But now you brought up something about, if you're in violation of the regulation at school and you have to wear that length at any time and you didn't cut your hair and you're walking home from school on the sidewalk, then somebody can come up to you and say, hey, you, come here. You're in violation of the school district law, blah, 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 blah. You are now suspended or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
Now
what kind of laws?
Yeah. Oh, that's why I said that little clause right there was the most important part of it at any time.
Yeah, because it could have easily have said at any time on campus, but they didn't say on campus. They said at any time. Yeah. Yeah, I see your point. Yeah, this is a dangerous beginning. And why would they want to make something so obvious? Because it's going to end up in the newspapers.
You know why they want to make it obvious? The show, y'all can pass all this woke stuff you want to, but because, you know, they consider wearing braids and locks woke. But, So, you know, and this thing, Joe, last year and a half, we've been going through all this anti-woke legislation and protesting and all that good stuff. So that falls right into it because most politicians and people that are not of brown skin, that are not black, don't consider braids being woke. Okay?
Mm.
But they have changed that whole definition over the last year and a half to mean things like wearing braids or locks or, you know, what have you, gayness and all that other stuff. Now, that has become woke, but in the black community, that's not what woke is or ever has been. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with this, yeah. I'm not for the woke culture because everything that's woke means, LGBT is good. Sexism is good. Me Too movement. That means you got to believe all women and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, and the war in Ukraine is good. No. Keep the money here. Look out for the citizens here.
Joe, none of that has anything to do with woke. none of that at all. That's not even in the scope of what in the black community woke is.
Oh, okay.
You see,
well, then there's going to be, yeah. Then there's going to be a
Go ahead.
There's going to be a division then about what the definition of woke is from culture to culture, which then adds to this division of America along gender lines, racial lines, socioeconomic status, et cetera. Yeah. It's just a part of the plan we've always been talking about, to bring down America by any means necessary, either it's subtly or not so subtly, insidiously, or even sending boys off to war. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. Joe, you with me today. You with me.
I don't like it. I don't like it. This goddamn government.
You with me today, Joe? Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question.
When are we going to wake up? Damn.
Here's the other question, Joe, about this whole situation. At that school, okay, I know, you know, only, 30% of them are black. You got to, you know, what you call it? At the school is black. Well, only 30% mm-hmm. of the students are black. So that other 60-something percent, none of them have long hair, even when they're not off school. I know.
Oh,
I understand.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
But it's they're affecting long. There's collateral damage. Yeah, you know.
Not even that. Are they, if they wear it down, are they even being punished for it when they're not at school?
Okay, yeah. Now, say yeah, because if they do pick up blacks, or charge a black student saying, well, we saw you, Robbie, playing ball off school grounds, but your hair was still too long. Yeah. And if that's a black person or only black people, and the white kids aren't being pulled in for the same thing, for having their hair too long while playing ball at the same playground at the same time with their black friends, yeah, it is, it's going to be obviously an act of racism. But
yep.
The thing that gets me, why are they making it so blatant? It's so obvious. Eventually, it'll be shown to be so obvious. Only a month or two from now. Why is it? Why do they want to become part of? Because everybody is attacking those who are racist. So the administrators, the politicians who are going to be behind this particular bill, they're going to feel the wrath of not only black people, but white, woke people who are going to claim that they are racist. Maybe it's just part, I guess it's just part of the divide and conquer, I guess.
I guess. Or they're saying, y'all say what y'all want to. We ain't going for that. We ain't doing it. Remember?
Then again, yeah.
Remember George Wallace? Was it George Wallace in Alabama or what that guy in Mississippi? They said they weren't going to integrate their schools. I give them.
Yeah, Wallace.
Yeah, it was Wallace. Yeah. Same thing. We're going to be defined. We're not doing this. It's our way or no way. And my original point before you joined earlier in the show was that has been the American way, especially the European way, from the beginning. Everybody must conform to their standard. That's why we only speak one language, and most countries speak two or three, and so forth and so on. So, yeah, and I just brought it all together to this one, you know, story. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. Yeah, you're taking a look at it deeper than probably a hell of a lot more people would. I'd be interested in finding out what the hell's going on with this. Oh, boy. Yeah. Because we're taking a look at the ramifications of what could happen. I'll bet you that most of the people coming on the show, if they were here today, would not see beyond, because I didn't see beyond what you had seen, about at any time and taking a look at the possibility of kids being picked up or being reprimanded or being spotted as having long hair off campus and thus being permitted to serve detention or get suspended as a result of that. I'd like to know how many, you know, I'd like for you to bring it up on your future shows and find out how many people, when they come on the show, could actually see beyond that, just the words itself, but actually see the ramifications. I'd be interested in finding out.
Yeah, that's two of us, Joe.
Hey, how? Hey, where's your show host today?
I don't have one either.
Oh, okay, no more.
Yeah, no more. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I you know what? Thinking of some of the people that usually call in this show, I wouldn't be surprised at their responses. But I'm sure there'll be a couple of surprises, which, oh, my.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Well, you maybe know, you got to come on more often because, you know, you can't come on just like once a month or something like that.
I know, Joe. I'm going to start doing every Saturday, okay? Start tomorrow.
Every
Saturday? Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, in fact, I have an author coming on the show, a guy named John Myers, and he wrote a book. And I know you got to be here, Joe, because it's right up your alley. You ready? Ready for the title of the book? How to Love Your Wife. How to Love
how
Your Wife.
How to Love Your Wife.
Yes, How to Love Your Wife.
Love Your Wife. All right. I mean, if it's good, yeah, okay. But what's this guy's name?
John A. Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
John Myers.
On Amazon. On Amazon.
Is he one of these guys? Has he one of these guys that advocates that men should shape up, man up, grow up, and become a real man for your wife? Or is he saying that, you know, a good relationship?
Joe, you're going to have to come on tomorrow and find out.
You got me. You got me. You got me interested. You can't keep me hanging on this.
Hey, the book is on Amazon.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this to you one day and see how you like it. Okay?
Hey, you got to come ask him yourself. I don't want to speak for that man. I let that man tell you himself. I will make sure you're the first question.
All right. What time is your show?
It's going to be, 3:30 my time, Central time, 3:30 Central.
Central time. Central.
Yeah.
So that would be 5:30 Eastern.
4:30.
4:30 Eastern.
Yeah, okay. 4:30. Wait a minute, Montana is not Eastern.
No. No, Montana is not Eastern, but BTR goes by Eastern time.
Show
goes by Eastern time.
Okay, I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, when did you move, Joe?
I'm not moving. There's no place to move.
No, okay. You got that
unless
right.
Unless there's an island near the what's that? The triangle, the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not moving.
Okay, hold
on.
No, go ahead. Talk.
There's only a few states that are worthwhile moving to, and that would be Montana, the Dakotas, and Wyoming. Texas is getting a little bit too liberal for me.
Really?
Yeah, Austin. Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't know. I don't know. Well, yeah, in certain, yeah. Not the governor, but yeah, the people down there, yeah. Yep.
Maybe not where the Alamo is, you know, or Dallas, maybe. But Texas used to be the leader of the rebellion, the leader of individuality. But Texas now, it's coming under assault because it was the leader. You know, so
it's coming up. Oh, assault of what?
Assault by liberals who want everything to be done in the liberal way to conform to liberal standards. And I'm for the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and the First Amendment. Liberals are always for spending more money, spending taxes, and getting rid of individuality.
Uh huh.
We ain't even getting into that right now, Joe.
Okay. Oh, geez, did something happen? Oh, okay. We'll get into it later. Like you're making me wait. Like you're making me wait for this guy. We'll wait for the other discussion. No problem.
That's a good try, though.
Hey, I had a try.
All right. Fine, Joe. Fine. Yeah. Don't forget, tomorrow, then you can ask him all the questions. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be more than willing to answer them for you.
All right. And that's 4:30 Eastern time? Or what time Eastern?
4:30 Eastern.
4:30 Eastern. Okay. That's why I always go by when it comes to BTR.
Yeah. Well, I schedule it tonight anyway. So if you got notifications on, hopefully you're following with me. You'll get it.
Okay.
Okay.
So Myers, huh? How to love your wife. Oh,
yes.
Boy. Oh, God. Yeah, that is right up my alley. I'm afraid that guy, when I get finished with him, if he's who I think he is, he's not coming back. All right.
Well, I don't think so, Joe, but I don't know. The world is a small place sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll look this guy up on Amazon. Myers, okay. How to love your wife. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe, we only got about 13 minutes left, so go ahead. Give me some final words because, you know, you have some profound thoughts. That's why I like for you to be here.
Yeah, well, I have profound thoughts when it's time for me to speak, but you know me when it comes time for the final words. What do I always say? I'm just short and sweet.
Yep.
And everybody have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your day. That's me. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, How to Love Your Wife. Okay, and I'd like to follow up on this particular act or law or bill that they're proposing, because this could be a precedent.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going through the appeals process right now. So, but yeah, I'm gonna stay on this. I'm interested myself.
All right, and try to bowl the 300, and then when you do, try to think of me saying, "Go get him! Go get him!"
Okay, Joe, there's a whole lot wrong with that conversation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you're not going to be thinking of me at 300. You're going to be thinking, I got the trophy. Our team won. Hey, has your team finally won the championships?
Yeah, we took a couple.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, we took
a couple. All right.
Yeah, we have our moments.
All right. Okay. Well, think of me anyway, because I'm on your side, pushing you to get that 300, because I know it's few and far in between,
I'm gonna tell you like I tell them young bowlers when they be asking me questions about that. After you bowl like you're three, you don't care no more. If you get it, good, but if not, okay, keep it moving.
Yeah. Well, you've got a few 300s, so I can understand that. Plus, you don't get any extra. You don't get any money, regardless of whether you bowl a 300 or you bowl a 200.
Right,
it's just
right.
For the fun of it. Yeah,
and
I know what you mean.
Look, honestly, if you really want to think about it, besides money and the jury, if you bowl in 300 nine times out of 10, your team gonna lose.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, if it's in a handicap league, yeah.
Oh, if it's in a handicap, oh, okay, yeah. Well, then if they're gonna spot you 100, sure. You know.
Yeah, but anyway, we're not going to get on bowling.
All right.
Tomorrow at 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. Go on and put it in your book. I don't want to hear no snow. Well, this tomorrow, I ain't got to worry about you falling asleep. So we good.
Oh, you don't know about that. If I'm comfortable, if you got a two-hour show, I have fallen asleep on other shows besides yours, let me tell you.
I know. I know. I heard you snore a few times. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I can get real comfortable and fall asleep listening. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Okay? All right, Joe. All right.
I'm glad you're back. Okay. Catch you later. Right. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all don't know. I know y'all like, he just talked. Man, me and Joe go way back from the beginning, April 2012. That's how far back me and Joe. At one time, you just be only me and Joe. And Joe, you know who else? Mr. Solutions. Yeah, Joe gets heated when you hear that name. It's a long story. If you want to find out why, just go back, listen to my early shows.
They are archived like all the rest of the shows are. So you go and pick an episode and just check it out. Yeah. You go to the early ones, you'll hear Mr. Solutions. And yeah. But anyway. Oh, Joe, you know, it's something I got to ask you, but I'll ask you tomorrow. Other than that, y'all, it's been a great show. I'm glad to be back. You know, I'm getting in the groove now, so we good. I can't be the nice Mr. Talk, y'all. I'm sorry. I tried to talk nice and proper, but that did not work. Okay? So I'm just going back to be Mr. Talk. Okay? Incorrect grammar, crazy things said. Hey, but we going to get to it. You know? Yeah. We are. We going to get to it because we have provocative perspectives. And it's just a wonderful thing. You know, now if our leaders above would actually, you know, entertain provocative perspectives, they would, we have a lot better things going. But just as we see in this Houston school district, there's some that just ain't, no. So here's where we are. But I will continue to follow up on this story and keep you abreast of what's going on. Once again, I want to say thank y'all for hanging out with me. Much love to you. And just remember tomorrow at 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central, I'm going to have an author on named John A. Myers, and he wrote a book, How to Love Your Wife. I've read the book. And we're going to be discussing some of the things in the book. Are you, if you're interested, you know, just go and look on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon. I think it is on Amazon. Amazon, or, you know, just go to your Google everything else. John, J-O-H-N, A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. And, yeah, check out the book. I know some of you are going to do the little, what them things called? Where you get the quick synopsis of the shit, of the book or whatever. Yeah, I know some of y'all going to do that, but that's fine too. It'll give you a little information when you call in tomorrow. All right? So that's going to do it for me, y'all. It's been fun. Love y'all. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. But if you really don't mean it, don't do it. And that's all I'm going to say. Peace out. Have a good day. I'm going to leave y'all with my man Dax and his new song, To Be a Man. Check it out. We're out of here. Later, y'all.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road. And they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home.
Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, what he should, man. I'll give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside, but won't ever make a sound.
I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like him. So
cause they can't let us see them hurt. Cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they gon' have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life as a man you provide. They don't know what you worth till this day that you die. And that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man just confiding. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We can love. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road. And you don't care about what we know. It's not about how we feel, but what we provide inside that hole.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.